It is 94 degrees with an extreme heat warning here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. If you're planning to fly anytime soon, be aware that some Tennessee Real ID driver's licenses are not being accepted when going through TSA airport security. The TSA scanners are failing to read some of the IDs, which are touted as a sure way to get through security at the airport. It's unclear what's causing the malfunction, the Tennessean reports. This is causing a huge delay, huge delays in some missed flights. TSA is aware of the problem and is working with our State Department of Safety to nail down a cause. You can get a free replacement if that happens, but you'll have to get it from a driver's services center. One solution is to bring along a federal form of ID, such as a passport. Speaking of the airport, Nashville's state-appointed airport authority is discussing deals to buy more land for the facility. The Nashville Business Journal reports two purchases of property totaling 33 acres were on the agenda for a committee meeting this week. Documents indicate the airport might also buy another 10 acres adjacent to the current facility. Why buy more land? Because airport officials want to have nonstop flights to Asia. Our current runways aren't long enough for the large planes that are used for such long flights. The documents also indicate possible expansion at Nashville's General Aviation Facility. A potential deal is in the works to buy 25 acres next to the John C. Toon Airport. That land currently belongs to Tennessee State University. They're cute and cuddly and all over social media. And because a lot goes into keeping these shaggy beasts cool in the summer, there's not many in Tennessee. But this year, for the first time in the history of Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair, the Scottish Highland Cow is getting their very own show and competition. Ample prep goes into any livestock show, but for the Highland, a glow-up includes tail adhesive, a blow dryer, and a considerable amount of hairspray. Sarah Fast of Faster Pastures says outer beauty doesn't always mean a blue ribbon. Inner quality makes a difference too.
Genetics has a big part to do with it, but sometimes you just have a cow that comes out that has the it factor. And from the moment it's born, you love it a little more. And some cows just have the it factor.
You can see the Scottish Highland Cow Show on Tuesday, August 18th at 6. This is 90.3 WPLN News.